Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
I mean. Praise be to Almighty God. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of all of mankind. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, acknowledging that Allah, the one God, is one, and there are absolutely no partners, none whatsoever, with Allah. Greetings of peace to everyone this morning. This is Martha Naila Abdullah sitting here with you and enjoying the blessings that are pouring forth amidst or the blessings overflowingly outnumber, shall I say, the depth of what we can see as obstruction, injustices. It is right in our doorway, but yet when we see the countless blessings, in a sense, because we can't see all, but the countless blessings that we have been afforded outweigh the injustices. We don't take any for granted, the pain, the disruption, or the interruption that's being caused by what we have come to know as life. And so we're thankful. We still give thanks to the Creator. Because we are not the Creator, sharing no partnership creation. We have no partnership in it. We have no partnership in the timing of when we come, where we'll be, how we'll be, to the extent of the overall objective of being a servant to the Creator. There are phases to our lives, as we have come to know that, developmental phases, over the injustices. See the injustices and do what's in our power to correct in any way, shape, or form that we can, with the understanding that our appreciation to the Creator, nonetheless, is still expected. As servants, we are part of the creation. And so here we are. Praise be to Almighty God. This day, January 26, 2024, on the Gregorian calendar. And again, once again, I did not look up what today is on the Hijra calendar, though I know we're moving closer and closer to the month of Ramadan. Though the months prior to Ramadan are important, Rajab being the seventh month. Perhaps we have entered it today or just last evening. I will double-check that, dear listeners, and please call me on it should I forget, inshallah, as we go through today. We are continuing with this month, and I'll say this now at the top of the hour. We're going to share the hadith of the day. That's taking it offline, online. And then today's Jummah, and with, as we began the month, with Imam Abdul Qawi Aziz of the Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association, who lives in Tampa Bay, Florida, specifically Valrico, Florida, but that's the Tampa Bay region. And so because of the Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association's work and connection with you, dear listeners, here on AM360 and with CWSC overall, the overall intelligentsia, we're thankful to be able to share here Imam Abdul Qawi Aziz this month. Next month, inshallah, we will have perhaps two imams sharing in the month. We will share that with you as we go forth. And thank you once again for being here on CWSC Friday Roundtable. And this morning, inshallah, we will be connecting with the CEO Emeritus, Dr. Aisha Kareem, as we will be sharing. This is the fourth week of the month, and usually CWSC does its reporting to you, dear listeners, as we thank you for your continuous generous donations, those who have sent in one-time donations. We appreciate you, as well as definitely those who have established recurring donations. Throughout this globe, around the globe, I should say, there's so much happening and so many requests being made. My mother once said, charity starts at home and then spreads abroad. Perhaps you've heard that. And so this is why we are making our appeal to you over and over and over again with the interest of the work of CWSC as an intelligentsia and the group intellect through the volunteerism process. So let's go with today's hadith. And at any time, should you have a question, please, by all means, or a comment you'd like to share, please, by all means, feel free. This is CWSC Friday Roundtable. You are always welcome to join us by pressing 1 on your phone, and we will open your mic. All right? We will share with you in between certain public service announcements. And did you have information that you like recorded and shared on AM360? Well, it goes through a process now. You go to our website, A New Idea. You can type in the search box, and then you can present a new idea for perhaps a presentation, tithing, or what have you, that goes directly to the CEO, Latifa Hameen, and the senior management team that she has. So please, by all means, just present. As a public service announcement, you have information community-wise. You want to introduce or advertise your event, organizationally event, by all means, go to cwsc.us to our website. And again, in the search box, then you type in advertise, or you can click on AM panel would be there if you want to look at the event schedule to see what is already being presented, so you can get an idea of how to share your information, then click on events. But if you type advertise in the search box, two things will happen. One will be the advertising of AM360 on the virtual level, and then there's a form that will come up as well for you to fill in the information. Now, you have to be one of the officers or one of the coordinators presenting this particular event, all right, and in order for the information to get directly to us and us to follow up, please allow at least 2 weeks prior to the event. And last but not least, share your Juma. Share your Juma is offered to throughout the country to imams, wherever you may be, that is conducive to the community life, a development. And so by all means, again, go to cwsc.us, and on for AM360, when you click on and see the drop-down panel, you will see and select Share Your Juma. Confer with your imam and get the information, and at the imam's approval, of course, you can fill in the information or have your imam fill in the information, and it will be coordinated on a calendar. And you can go to that calendar and put in that information. It always comes to CWSC for review, so we will appreciate it that you give us at least 7 days prior to for us coordinating the Share Your Juma and for us to return a comment back to you, a reply, I should say. Okay, to today's Hadith, day 26, 2024 of January. Narrated, Yahya related to me from Malik, from Hisham ibn Urwa, from his father, that the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, present, peace be upon him, prayed 4 rak'ah prayers, Mina being one of the mounts there in Arafah, when at Mina, and that Abu Bakr prayed them at Mina with only 2 rak'ah, and that Umar ibn al-Khattab prayed them at Mina with only 2 rak'ah, and that Uthman prayed them, radiallahu anhum, mercy of Almighty God be upon them, prayed them, Mina, with only 2 rak'ah for half of his Caliphate, and then later completed them. So now this is all preparing us for Hajj, of course, without thinking to be on Hajj. So we will revisit some of the information, and we will get a guest here for you to discuss Hajj. You've heard it before, perhaps, but it's always good to revisit. So this is just a little information on rak'ahs is completed sections of the prayer, the steps to the prayer. There are certain sections called the rak'ah, and we won't go into that in depth right now, but it is mentioning Mina, again, one of the locations that's visited during Hajj. And it says, we're in Rajab 15. We're 15 days into Rajab. oh my, and I was just declaring that it was the first. When it says, so that means around the 11th we started the month of Rajab. Yes, so forgive me for those who already knew. You probably were jumping up and down, right? Saying, no, 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 you're way off. We're halfway the month of Rajab, seventh month. And one of the, it's been declared as one of the virtuous months of the Hijri calendar. But we now see that it is the 15th of Rajab, 1445. This is the seventh month. So that means by the 10th or 11th of next month in February on the Gregorian calendar, we should expect to be in Sha'ban, the eighth month on the Hijri calendar. And that is referenced because the ninth month is the month where we go through our transitioning, yes, doing more. But we do that all through the year. So as we follow month to month, we truly do acknowledge certain things that's happening during the Hijri calendar, preparing ourselves mentally, physically, and spiritually to stay in tune, because Ramadan then is that burning process to get us back on track should we have a little slanted maybe. All right? So we're going to go to a public service announcement. And again, we thank you for being here on the number one Islamic radio station. And we have 314-833 Mark Shaheed. Share with us, dear brother. Assalamu alaikum wa Jumma Mubarak.
Alaikum assalam and Jumma Mubarak to you, Martha Naila, and to your various two radio listeners, AM360, Mark Shaheed from the STL here, alhamdulillah. I was just calling in. I just pressed one, and when you arrived, I wanted to just say the information you already had given. We're already in there. We're about halfway in, you know, and it appears somewhere around about the 9th or 10th in the Gregorian calendar, February, depending on the sighting of the new Hilal, that we'll actually be mm-hmm. in the month. Bam.
And what is the Hilal? What's the Hilal?
The Hilal is the sighting of the new moon.
Okay.
It's the dark side, but when it actually can be sighted in your own geographical location, not
yes.
in the east, but here. So this is what Imam Muhammad has said to us, and it becomes the responsibility of our community to inform us in terms of the sighting in the continental United States. I'm just saying that to make it very, very clear, because sometimes we have this discrepancy. There were some Muslims, or they listen to the news, and Saudi Arabia, Ramadan began that day. It is possible that we may start the next day, but we're not in Saudi Arabia. It's just the same. If you know, Martha, yeah, I think it can be very simplified. You know, our prayers are based on the sun, position of the sun. Even if we're not in the month of Ramadan, here in the continental USA, you make your salat based on your geographical location. It's just that simple. You even, during the month of Ramadan, you're going to break your fast depending on where you're located when sunset. And then it's time for Maghrib, you see. Now, we all will make it, but we won't make it at the same time, even in the continental USA. So it's just standard reason now for fasting in the month of Ramadan. It is based on the sighting of the new moon. You see, Imam Muhammad said it takes anywhere from 24 to 36 hours to be able to see that sighting. But you have to sight it in your own geographical location. So since we are indigenous Muslim African Americans here in the continental United States of America, we actually have, you know, the imams, the conveners of imams. We have others. I know that Imam Salim Mukman has been doing it, but we should rely upon the ones that have been charged with the, you know, the responsibility of that, to be able to convey that information to us. And so as a community, we can be in unity as best as we possibly can. It's no harm or sin that if you do that, I'm not trying to implicate that, but, you know, you want to be in accordance with that and accept the responsibility as a community here in America in that regard. So I just wanted to say that. And thank you for, you know, because when we use Islamic terminology, we can't just assume that everybody understands halal. And so even the transliteration, you want to spell it like a hill. Just H-I-L-L, like maybe a hyphen L-A-A, halal in that regard. So I hear people saying it different ways, but it is halal. And so so it's not ha. It's not ha like halal. You don't have the, you know, the sound in there like what is permissible and good for us is hil, not ha. I'll stop there. I'm not an Arabic teacher.
I know.
but I do understand that, because y'all said, well, how much are you saying all this here? You can't read. Yeah, but I can read, but not like you. You know, see, so
yeah.
The insight. Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. But that's good information. So it's like the countdown to showdown, so we can start. And yeah, this is a sacred month, Roger. It's a sacred month. And I know at one time, AM360, primarily yourself, would always keep the listeners comprised of that, you know, because it's very important that we know and understand the significance of our calendar, which is the Hijra calendar, how this begins in terms of our migration, you know, to be for liberation and to be able to establish the religion of Al-Islam. Very, very important. Just like other calendars, you know, there's a setting for them, important dates in the beginning of the Gregorian calendar. And most of us live our lives here in America by the Gregorian calendar. But it doesn't dismiss the fact that as Muslims, we should be very conscious, aware of the Hijra calendar. It's very important. So I'll stop there, you know, but thank you so much for getting that information out, because we always don't want to be the ones to be asking, when does Ramadan start? When does Ramadan start? When does it start? We should want to have an idea. And at some point, inshallah, maybe I'll come on, and because the former imam used to allow me to get before the community and put the whiteboard up there, and I actually can do it and give it to you in a mathematical way and really simplify it so that all of us, it doesn't matter. It's not just for imams. It's for the common believer, men, women, and our children to be able to know, even when 2025, when Ramadan will actually appear. But we still have to wait, you know, but you can be pretty close in proximity, especially when you know the math of it. It's very simplistic. Thank you. May Allah continue to bless you and us. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Mark Shaheed, there out of St. Louis, Missouri. And as we go on, the listeners this morning, surely I'm going to come back and share information on Mina as the reference to its connection with the human being, the human, the servant of Almighty God, all right, as being a servant of Almighty God. But first, let's go to our public service announcement. And when we return, inshallah, we will have connected with Dr. Aisha Kareem. You know, at this hour, it is, 5:45 in California. So, you, of course, I'm sure she's up and about and eager to be here with us. All right? So thank you once again. And again, should you have any questions or comments, don't forget, press 1 on your phone. This is the CWSC Friday Roundtable. CWSC is Community-Wide Shura Conference. on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected.
Assalamu alaikum. This is the Preacher Hadi, host of Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab, here on AM 360, inviting you to join me Saturday evening at our new time, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, as we continue to share inspiring and thought-provoking Islamic education. Inshallah, I will see you in the lab at our new time, 5 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Saturday evening. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Patricia Nitma Muhammad of Eyes on Our Community, asking you to join me in supporting CWSC and American Muslim 360 with your tax-deductible gift. Log on today at cwsc.us and click on the donate button or call in your pledge at 910-317-0297. Help build a national intelligentsia and let's keep American Muslim 360 strong and ready to remake the world. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilizing the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Peace and blessings. I'm DeLacy Umar Phillips, producer and host of the Dynamic Islamic Faith program, Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty, right here on AM 360 radio broadcast, the number one Islamic station in the nation, where your intellect is respected, your voice protected. Brought to you each Saturday, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty is how we focus on the principles of Al-Islam and how they prepare us to be successful in the dynamic, diverse life of the Western culture. Thank you. See you right here, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Saturday. Peace and blessings.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Sister Khalida Akbar Abdulaziz, Program Manager for American Muslim 360, inviting you to join us every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. for Narrative Aspiration. Believe, when we aspire, we go higher. Each and every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain International is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports a healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Cereal Conference and AM360, in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
And thank you, Muhammad Sharif. Praise be to Almighty God. All right, and we are back, dear listeners. Assalamu alaikum. God's peace be upon you. And Jumma Mubarak, the blessedness of being together. And the prayerful mode of that is that when we are together and in the proper stages or developmental processes, we have come collectively in our minds. We see ourselves physically. We see ourselves mentally as we think over various subjects. And then we have a spiritual bond, a connection, where we just sit and meditate perhaps, go through a prayerful mode in some sort, or we just reflect. We walk through the natural creation and just reflect. Well, when we come to the word Juma and the blessings from that, Mubarak, is where the blessings are. Where are those blessings? And we internalize those blessings. We see the blessings in our surroundings environmentally. Our body is a blessing. The home that we're in, perhaps, or the space that we're sitting in or lying down in, whether it's on concrete, whether it's in a bed, wherever we are, it becomes a blessing because we're able to think on it. We're able to concentrate on now and after now. And you know that now is very fleeting, constantly changing, constantly moving. Though we sit in one space, one spot, the now, the here. Here is here, but the now is constantly fleeting, constantly moving. So we can't grab it and hold it, meaning time. We cannot grab time and hold it, make it stand still. I remember as a young girl watching a movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still. You all remember that? And I really believed that the earth stood still, that it was suspended from movement. And could I figure it out? No. But I know now that time is moving with or without us. Doesn't stand still. So praise be to Almighty God for who is the owner, author of time, the creator. So here we are, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our being connected. Juma, we're connected with all the blessings. And so religiously, we commune together. I shared those words before, the physical communing at a physical location, because sometimes we think that just coming together in that physical location is the Juma. But the Juma is actually every person having a sense of connection within self, understanding, being wherever there has been misunderstandings, interruptions, disruptions in our thinking pattern. That has, and we go right back to what we had shared last week, peace. Anything that has distorted the peace. The Juma, the collectiveness, the consciousness of knowing that we're at this point, that Almighty God has afforded us to really give thought, balancing ourselves out. And this is every week.
every week. That means we get turned around in the days before the Jummah, that which is recognized as Jummah. So it's like a rebirth. Says that the known as an intellect, having thinking capabilities, reasoning, understanding, whatever we apply to thinking, even our memory, all of that, Almighty God created, completed it, and when we hear the term Adam, we refer to it as that, as the Adam, that which has been given the capability to think, to see, hear, feel, and think, and rise above all the other rest of creation, because we can not only remember, but then we can reconcile things in our thinking, from our mind. These thoughts that have been deposited in our mind, we can delete it. We can overlay some other information over it, continue to learn that which we've never known. We can do that, but there comes a time for balancing, comes a time for just referencing our memory, give the memory a time to remember the Creator totally, completely, for a particular time, and as we assert ourselves, so we say we're going to Jummah. So I said all of that to say, when you hear us saying Jummah Mubarak, it's not just the idea that you see individuals putting away everything, work, for those who can, but work, house cleaning, you don't put away child care or dependent care, whoever is your dependent. You don't put away that. But your mind is on the Jummah, the collectivity of the reference, for the reference of the Creator. So you're going to think on the Creator, acknowledge it, and then connect community life with that, so that the Creator is first, and our respect for and understanding and relying on the Creator allows us then to be diligent about our work in as community, being connected as community or as individuals or as families, as organizations. Everything is referenced from our respect for the Creator. So again, Jummah Mubarak. And let's see if there's anyone raising their hand. You have any comments you'd like to share? Okay, Mark, your hand is either still up or you're back up. Assalamu alaikum.
No, assalamu alaikum again to you, Martha Nyla. I just want to say how much I'm appreciating you in terms of speaking about Jummah and Mubarak and blessing. First, even your comment on time, you was doing like Imam Muhammad was saying, that whenever there's a homonym, there is a connection, here and here, So, H-E-A-R is here, And even the call, we're supposed to, Allah has given us specific instructions in regard to Salatul Jummah. The other prayers throughout the Quran is to be established. This is a special salat. So when you hear, you are supposed to be here. you're supposed to be here. It's just like the word prophet, in terms of making a gain or a benefit, and then you have the prophet. So when you follow the prophet, you actually profit, you see, in that regard. There was an old philosophical saying that today is the tomorrow that I thought about yesterday. So as you so eloquently articulated, that time is constantly moving. Today is the tomorrow that we thought about yesterday. So, and that is an action, a sign that time is always moving forward, even though man tampers with it, you know, spring forward, fall backwards or what, but time is always moving forward. So it becomes an instructing sign to human beings that we have to have a progressive life. It's moving forward. It's not going backwards, but moving forward, you know. And also what you said, very, very important. I'm just giving my insight in terms of the reverence for Almighty God, Allah, and also community life. So there's two responsibilities. And this is actually implicated or emblematic in the Salatu Kubbah, two parts. One, in terms of the reverence of Almighty God, Allah, in acknowledging Allah as our creator, as being the most merciful benefactor, and the benefits that Allah actually gives to us in all. The other, in terms of Allah being Ar-Rahim, the most merciful redeemer, and redeeming us with revelation. And this is what is taught, should be being taught in the first part of the Kubbah. Then this gets to what it is that you were just articulating. It becomes the social responsibility in community life. So you see, this is two-part, and the imam or the khatib can and should be addressing that, because that helps those who have assembled for this day to know and understand that you have social responsibility in establishing community life. Oh, I could say a whole lot more about that. I could probably give a cook by myself. And I don't call myself an imam, but I decided from another station, a brother said, Brother Mark Shaheed, you are an imam. I learned so much from you in that regard. And you're performing the role as imam. So what I have denied and relinquished accepting, I am accepting that now, because I see and understand, because I think sometimes you get the ear more so. It's a subconscious thing, perhaps, that when people see you in that role and performing in that role, and the understanding that you've been blessed with something in terms of insight and wisdom, and you share that with them, yes, I accept that as being Imam Mark Shaheed. So I just wanted to share that with you to let you know that I'm listening very attentively, and you are spot on, 100% correct in making that connection, in showing those two parts in Salatu Juma. This is why you assemble. This is why it's the best day of the year, because it is the day in which the Quran is being taught. See, the other Salats, it's not like the Quran is being taught. The other Salat, the Quran is being recited, but it begins with the teaching of the Quran and also the responsibility, the spiritual and the social responsibility, social representing the community life in terms of establishing that. I could say a lot, but I think I said enough. Thank you so much. You're right on point. As-salamu alaykum.
Certainly appreciate it. Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah. And Juma Mubarak to you.
Juma Mubarak to you and the radio listening audience.
Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Almighty God. Yes. And so often, yes, you hear our words of Alhamdulillah. I know sometimes we say hum. That was corrected by an Arabic instructor. It's not the hum, hum, hum. It's the ham, ham, ham. It's okay to say the ham this time, right? But Alhamdulillah. But that doesn't make the Muslim, you know, the hum or the ham or the pronunciation. But it is, as with anything, everyone, assalamu alaikum again. God's peace be upon you. As we are always going to extend the connection of peace, that is the ground floor, and that is the top floor, that is the middle floor, that is all in between. Everything that we do, it is to bring everything to the state of peace. Praise be to Almighty God.
And so with that, I was looking to see if Dr. Aisha Kareem had connected with us. But alhamdulillah, praise be to Almighty God for the respect of California's time that where she resides in Stockton, California. And we're going to proceed on now. Again, if you have any questions or comments, please share. This is CWSC Friday Roundtable, the Community-Wide Shura Conference Friday Roundtable. And for those who are just joining us, we said that today, this month, we have been featuring Share Your Jummah, Imam Abdul Qawi Aziz, and we will end with his fourth presentation for this month of on the Gregorian calendar, January. He will be the khatib for today, inshallah, coming up from the Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association, where he lives in Valrico, Florida, in the Tampa region. And then we will rotate throughout the country where you will get a sample of the imams throughout the country. We're being very direct about that because the imams and the position that imam play, that the position of imam is not the person per se. It is the role of the imam and the connectivity to the prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, as the prophet Muhammad, information connected with that. But when we, as we say, the Jummah is so important as it describes, it allows us to understand the connection that we have as human beings to each other, and our connection first with the Creator and then with each other. And our connection with each other does not eliminate our understanding of our relationship with the Creator. It is all of our directives, all of our goals, our missions, everything is built upon the belief in the Creator as being one. Share that CWSC has been connecting with individuals throughout this country organizationally. We have had, as we stated before, guests come on and share, and we will continue that. But we are taking a route that is very direct and intentional, and that is to see the leadership of the country, specifically because we are here in the United States. But we're not neglecting our duty to be mindful of what is happening around the globe, where we all are citizens of this particular globe, the earth. So there are situations happening around the globe. But one thing you can see is that everyone is crying for peace. Wherever there's distortion, lives that are being lost, I say lost, shall I say lost, but the lives of families being affected by their loved ones being killed by, you know, the, whichever means, outright, maybe through by random killing, you know, this person's getting stabbed to death, walking across the street or just standing on the street here in the United States, bombs being laid upon cities properly being administered. However the case, whatever the case may be, we're keeping a good, a watchful eye as we're on how we are situated here. Like I say, the leadership, the imam throughout the country, as they are connected with a body of members, membership or members or individuals that collectively come to hear the imam. Why are they coming to hear the imam? Why do individuals sit and listen to an imam? I'm not thinking right now on preachers, ministers, or you have it. I'm speaking directly about imam. Role is for information that will be shared, that is shared, all for the purpose of every human being understanding that we, our primary role is as a servant of the Creator. Now, whatever gets added to our lives, our daily routines, our foundation is built upon our being a servant of the Creator. Now, we may say, I'm Muslim, I'm Christian, I'm Jewish, I'm Baha'i, I'm overall role is as a servant to the Creator. Now, what does that have to do with CWSC's role in connecting with the imams and that the leadership that they step into? And I say it intentionally that way. Our connection is to identify how we are going about connecting with the human family. How? All the imams and the life that they've encountered by being an imam. Some that have families, some that don't, that aren't married anymore, perhaps have had a situation where their spouse, their wife, has passed on. And I say wife because the husband. Now, we can get into this conversation about the male imam. And what is the imam? What is that? What does that represent? We won't go into the dissecting of that information right now, but just know that we will be sharing, opening the door to the why, because there's many areas to share or to be informed about, but to open it up as a discussion. You know, CWSC is an intelligentsia. Think tank is one of the processes that we use for the group intellect. So it's not just throwing information about and expecting everyone just to eat it, digest it, and go on with life. The human family is important, and the direction of the human family is very important. So since the direction is towards peace, and the human being has been created to be a servant of Almighty God, we've come to this conclusion after having our discussions about the 50-year human family planning initiatives. CWSC's projection, when you go to our website, you will see the reference to the 50-year Human Family Strategic Planning Initiative. And you will see the globe because our approach is every day. We are in the space where we are, but we are on the globe somewhere. And the human family, no matter where we are on the globe, we have the same needs. We may have different wants, but we have the same need, peace. And our purpose is to serve, be a servant of the Creator. Now the how, let's go back to the imams. What CWSC has chosen to do is to meet with, do a getting to know you process. And this getting to know you process allows us to meet with the imam in various locales throughout the 48 states where we are here, and say that because ventured into Hawaii and Alaska, but we expect to cover the 48 states, inshallah, God willing. And the first, in the conversation with the imams, we're wanting to know where the masjid or Islamic center or their commune is located. What is the radius of their outreach approach or their approach to the human family where the masjid or Islamic center is located? You see, because when a structure is established, that structure then is not a lonely lone ranger. that structure is there because it becomes a benefit. It is intended to be a benefit to the community. And the community is anyone, everyone located around that building, that particular structure. So what does that say? That means that anyone living across the street and whatever governing board of the masjid intends, they decide on what is the radius or what is the boundaries that our work that we intentionally, so that you can give some definition to see and be able to assess, are you making an impact as a benefit to the community? Why would we look at it that way? Because the Prophet, always keeping the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, in focus. What was his directive? And that was also to be a servant, carried out. He cared about everyone. When there was a time that he, and as it says, the surah in the Quran, Abasa, when we read it, my first inclination was, oh, there was a physical blind man, and let's just look at it like that if we can, okay? Physical blind man, you know, approaching the Prophet and saying, you know, he wanted some information on the faith. But the Prophet having to go to a meeting with some, I say, higher up, all right? I'm putting it this way, and then we're going to walk it back down, all right? But imagine some higher up. Oh, I'm to meet with these elite group that can help more people, perhaps. So I need to meet with them. Oh, I don't have the time right now to tend to your question. And this is the question of the blind man. So, and you go off. So what is that referencing? That no one is to be overlooked to make it to someone else. And how is that practiced? Well, it is put into practice when we say that we first in our community is our responsibility or our attention is given to those who, some will say, those who pay their zakat, those who attend the masjid, those who are as members. And those members could live in different locations away from the masjid. And then there's someone right across the street who does not attend the masjid, but is a human and does not pay zakat to the masjid, does not come and pray in the masjid, but has needs. So the practice sometimes has been that we bypass the person right across the street from the masjid and unintentionally tend to others' needs, which are genuine needs. So we ask the question, are we following the practice of the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, influence, wherever that influence is, has that influence come upon us without us recognizing that we have just ignored one of the primary practices, and that is to help those in need, to be aware of those immediately right around us, right at our front door. And I'm placing it with the Muslim community. Then you can assess otherwise with other faith entities, but that's from one faith. I don't want to even divide that. I don't want to imply any division. But I'm applying responsibility in the discussion with CWSC's approach to connecting with the imams, doing a getting to know you process and asking the question, what is your boundaries, your outreach boundaries from the masjid? How far out does it go? What is your reach? And then the other question would be, what is the population number-wise, age-wise? Is it 500? Is it 1,000? How many of families? That so that we can have a range of working in the communities. We're truly then, the communities are working. It's just that CWSC does not have that information in order to do its work from a volunteering point. The purpose of gathering this information is to help individuals who say, I want to participate with CWSC. Well, CWSC then has to have information at hand in order to say, yes, as you connect with the Volunteer Human Resource Network, here are some things that have been identified that needs to be done. Now you have a social connection through the masjid first, through the masjid, either by the booth in the masjid or by an appointed person to be the point of contact as an outreach, sharing outreach information. And then there's a system that can be established whereby the information continues to flow. We continue to see the human family then impacted from the angle of our being a servant servant of the Creator, and then we can say we're in service to humanity. We can make that be true. It is still true when we help humanity, no matter where human beings are. Obvious eyesore that is pointing at us every day. And as I go from community to community, and I'm speaking of neighborhood to neighborhood, there's an eyesore to me that stands out. And I ask myself, why is this eyesore here? And I've come to the conclusion that it is there because, not because individuals, people don't care. It is because we've overlooked certain criteria that we have to identify and take care of, at least provide an avenue whereby it can be done. And we'll identify those eyesores or that eyesore a little more, but I want to go to you. If you have any questions or comments so far, we would love to hear from you. Press 1 on your phone. It will open your mic. This is direct action information. This is the week CWSC speaks about its direct action. You're on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, and we go to 727-408. Assalamu alaikum, Bilal Abdullah, Hudson, Florida.
Yes. Alhamdulillah. Allah, like
and our Port Laurier.
Juma Mubarak, everybody. Alhamdulillah.
Juma Mubarak.
Alhamdulillah. Be careful in that arena that you're in. Understand boundaries and understand a lot of things that you haven't ran into, you'll be running into, and so as not to the cause confusion and not to.
Well, let's talk it out. Let's talk it out, Bilal.
Yeah, okay.
Because
okay.
What?
Now,
yeah. Yes, alhamdulillah.
Yes.
I'm glad you.
Now
I
want you to tell me about some of the things that you ran into that might be kind of a ticket situation that maybe that
okay.
You know how to deal with it.
Okay. Yes.
Right.
And praise be to Allah. First thing is, CWSC is an intelligentsia which includes monitoring. A monitoring process, and it's not based on personalities of any sort, but establishing avenues or processes whereby certain work can be done. Now, you ask about any sticky situation. It will only become sticky if you personalize it.
Okay.
Should you connect with someone who is doing good work, but they choose not to participate in the quest or the information that was being requested, we just say alhamdulillah and keep moving. Because
okay.
we said
okay.
first our relationship is with Allah, with the Creator. So that will keep us from getting into the marshes or the quagmire of the masjid or how their work is being done. That's not the purpose.
Okay.
The purpose is not for us to invade the work of the masjid. It is for us to understand the impact that the masjid has on the community as a benefit. And in order to see that benefit, see it more readily as then the masjid being the center, perhaps, you know, and when I say masjid, this, whether it's a school or whatever the Muslim community is, has designed itself to, or resigned itself to be, a pivotal
yes.
part of a community. It becomes a part of the community.
You know, right. Yeah, I was about to, you know, it was a thought of mine that I haven't made a definite thing now, but being you, you know, working at reading, you know, a Mutal book, Genesis of New American Leadership, I think that's the book. And I would think about getting into it and doing some poems and, you know, saying it on AM36 and different things about administration, because that's something I really don't really know too much about. But when I get into the book, I say, this is something else. So I think maybe it might be something, if you present a program or something concerning that, I'll start doing some poems about it and prep for it. If you want to, if you look at, you know, want to get into the administration of the community of the masjid in reference to the people and different things like that, if you want to do that,
CWSC per se does not, we understand administration and you can offer it because, you know, perhaps one individuals will hear it and it will help them to stay balanced.
Okay.
But respectfully, I respect any masjid and its administration. The only only thing right now that we're offering to the masjid because of certain situation has arisen,
okay.
I guess is to say. And that is
how
to protect, secure the trust of the masjid, the building itself, history, and once we're no longer here, and others are becoming, you know, the trustees
right.
of it, how to
okay.
administratively have certain paperwork and things in order, and not leave it. In just an individual's name, and then it gets
I would like to encourage people to invite other people to the listenership of AM360 and CWSC, and because it's the people in themselves are so valuable. And at the same time, they grow their intelligentsia, and they become more comfortable with who they are and how valuable they are. Because I think what we miss out of value because we don't get to reflect on the knowledge. We don't get to give back some of the knowledge that we read
mm-hmm.
in the books and hearing from the imam. But once you begin to get that going, you'll find out, oh, man, why I've really been missing something. So I just encourage people to invite people, you know, to come on and listen, you know, more. Also, this is the show I got to say because I never had been on the show before. The brother Shahid that come on Tuesday from 5 to 7, oh, excellent
yeah,
program.
And that is inheriting a mental
right.
power. The mental power.
Right. Let me tell you what he brought out of me, right? And it's something I never did, right? And I think Mark mentioned something, so I think I can say it right now. He was, you know, I said a couple of points on the program. And I think I remember him from Khalil's show when he was coming on.
Yes.
And then he ended up being on this other show. And so I know you got a lot of books out. And I think that Sister Layla Husband, Muhammad Husband?
Correct.
Okay,
Layla
okay.
Muhammad, yes.
So, yeah, so he said, well, would you come on, you know, say some poems? And now that's the first thing that came out of my soul. I don't, you know, because I never say nothing like that before. And I say, nah, bro. I say, I'm good. I say, I was given the thing to be the poet laureate. I say, you got me. I say, that's what I do. But I never say nothing like that before. So he
you
brought
never
that
claimed
out
it,
in
right?
Me. Yeah, I never claimed it.
Alhamdulillah.
And yeah, so I say, I don't know. And then I told brother Halal Industries.
Wali Ayub Bilal.
And I told him about the brother show, and he said he gonna come on and check, you know, and be a part of it. You know what I mean? Come on in. You know, so, you know, alhamdulillah. So that's just how the connections begin to flow around, you know. And we want to make sure that we all increase the listenership and the input of AM360 and CWSC with the body. Because we got a lot of, there's a lot of slots that need to be fulfilled. So, alhamdulillah, I'm looking forward to so many different, because I know they got a lot of different arms, you know, and I'm looking forward to, I pray all that I could be around to see as much of it as possible.
I mean, likewise.
Alhamdulillah.
Alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Almighty God for that question from Bilal, because I want to, and as you can hear my voice, perhaps, I want to be very clear, and I want the connection of CWSC made very clear, our purpose and our the process, the avenue by which we take on our direct actions. And everything is hinged, the human family, the entire human family. So as I'm speaking about masjid, please, by all means, understand that this, you have to have a focus. You have to have a target of where you're imparting, or I said target practice, but a target whereby you're imparting the information and bringing that information into action, connecting it with an action. It can't keep it in an abstract form. So the concrete form is you have to have a place and time, a place of where you operate, how you're operating, your best practices. How do you come to have best practices? You come to have those best practices by going through a trial process. You have to put something into being, and this goes in any arena that we operate in, whether it's in business, corporations, whether it's in school projects, whether it's with medicine, doctors and nurses and the medical field. Everything is done, and then you assess it. And once you assess it, you're identifying what goal you're striving for. What are you looking for? What do you want to happen? But how did you come to even make that be a goal? And so for CWSC, we say remake the world. You've heard that. And we say, okay, why did that come to be a goal, a mission, a vision for us to remake the world? We want world peace, you know, some will say. Okay, that's vision. You're going to remake the world. That's your mission. Then the other missions under that mission. And so you say, why? And ultimately, you go backwards and you step back and go, I don't like this. I don't like confusion. Okay, that's a reason to remake the world. I don't like killings. That's a reason to remake the world. I don't like how we say one word and it gets distorted and misunderstood. I don't like being misunderstood. That's a reason. So all of these things, there are reasons our doing certain things, but immediately we usually look for the peaceful part of it, the good part of it, without identifying the why back there, what's pushing. You know, someone hit me. We speak about bullying. We speak about mental trauma or trauma, period. And so we don't like that. But then there's a why to that. Why did that occur? Why did the traumatic situations occur? Because someone else was looking for peace and they caused trauma to someone else. They caused disquiet. They disquieted the peace of someone else. So we're going to take a pause. Oh, no, we're going to go to our callers. We have two callers, 914-434. Assalamu alaikum, dear brother, Muhammad Sharif. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Praise be to Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Jumma Mubarak to you.
Yes, yeah, Jumma Mubarak. Yes. I just heard when Bilal spoke on Imam Shahid books, passing that word around as fast as we can, as often as we can, to many people as we can. Are you familiar with Shahid Abdullah's collection of books?
Yes, yeah, not all of his books, but I know that he does have a collection of books, and I have one.
Mm-hmm.
I've been blessed with one.
Mm-hmm.
But I do listen to him, and yes, to answer your question.
Right, good. Alhamdulillah. Yes, this is taking us into the area. The man spoke about, you know, those four tracks of education, business, culture, and government. Imam Shahid and gotten us up to the area now of culture, you know. And, you know, he's on MC6 every Tuesday from 5 to 7, I believe. And then again,
yeah,
he's on MP6 Wednesdays. And that's
Ayub Bilal is on Wednesday. You mean Shahid was on with Khalida as a guest.
Right. Yeah, now while Bilal, he's on. To speak about the halal business.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do for self,
that's right. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're just trying to pass all the information that we have on different programs, you know, Blog Talk Radio. What's up? What's up?
Which one? You mean another platform?
Yes, you know, no, I got a blank of this sign, you know.
Are you speaking of other mediums?
Yes, it's Blog Talk Radio, conference calls also. Yes,
conference calls.
The conference calls, all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're trying to pass the information and knowledge around. And then the people as we can, you know. So it's different. Some
praise
people
to Allah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, basically, in my comments, I just heard we mentioned Imam Ayub Bilal, so I thought I'd bring in Imam Shahid Abdullah's program also, you know.
Yes, and that is... And now that you just brought up a space when you heard the promos that were being shared at the top of the hour, we were sharing those promos intentionally for the various promos that the hosts have done. So we We would love for Wali Ayub Bilal to do his promo, but we'll get that done, inshallah, and Shaheed Abdullah to do their promo so that we can share it at the different times that we're on air, promoting the time that they're on, the title of their presentation, and who they are. Praise be to Almighty God as a host here on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Praise be to Allah. But we don't take that, when we say that, we say it with the understanding that we are only as good as we are part of the whole medium process, delivering a message. So we are connecting with other mediums for that purpose, to enhance the knowledge that, or the information that is shared. I'll say that. Thank you, Muhammad, mm-hmm. and give your wife Sharifa the greetings for us, please. Greetings of peace, Juma Mubarak.
Wa alaikum assalam, Juma Mubarak.
Thank you, dear. Wonderful hearing your voice.
And yours also, Mark.
Yeah, thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go, you say again?
Yeah, I heard y'all speaking earlier about remaking the world. You know, that's quite a topic. Not just a topic, but that's what Imam said right from the beginning. Leadership, remake the world. The more you think on it, that's a tremendous opportunity. What you call, it's more an opportunity, it's a challenge, because really, the world needs remaking, no doubt about it. I mean, we almost at a point now, as someone said some time ago, you know, we almost at a point now, it's making a choice between two evils. That's one situation going, and person become a dictator. I mean, world dictator. In the other direction.
But don't forget the other choice that Imam Karim Hamid suggested, or suggested for us to entertain or look into. That's Professor Cornel West, is it doctor or professor? Cornel West of the university.
Cornel West. Go ahead, sister.
No, that was it. I was saying that's another option. It will give an indication to the others that we do have an option, and the greater option is the society itself. How can we impact? This is the reason why CWSC is taking the direction that it is, to look at the whole 48 states. So if you can lay out a map, and map along with us, logistically, the Muslim communities that are in association with the leadership of Imam Worthy Muhammad first, looking at that, and the imams that are aligned as such, and then intentionally seeing the perimeters or the boundaries, if you will, that we've identified as to, because the masjid is located somewhere. So that means whoever is living around that masjid with a certain radius of what we identify as our extent of our connection, then whatever practice the masjid has going on, we just want to help with that outreach point of our process. And however we can help, that's through a contact person, whether it's the board of directors or whether it's an individual, through the Volunteer Human Resource Network. And we go from there, highlighting the school, the education part for scholarships. And however we can assist, this is why CWSC is a volunteer, has a volunteerism database with the Model Community National Resource Directory. So for those who haven't registered, we ask that they please register so that when the work is upon us, we have volunteers ready to roll out, inshallah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you mentioned education. Did you get the last issue of the Muslim Journal that spoke about the 65th anniversary fundraising announcement?
No, what? I haven't gotten the last one for no, I haven't, and I'm online as well, and I haven't gone to it online personally.
Mhm. Okay. Well,
but I'm registered online.
Mhm. Yes, I think it's number 48, volume 24, isn't 25. But anyway, the headline.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, by all means, at some point, Muhammad, we did have the generosity of Imam Kareem Hamid at some point. We know we can't overwork Imam Kareem Hamid, but the reading of the Muslim mm-hmm. Journal, we have mm-hmm. a partnership with Muslim Journal. So we definitely, another volunteer space that needs to be filled.
Mm-hmm.
So, alhamdulillah, I'm putting that out there. But you're definitely one who is connected with the Muslim Journal and the history, historian-wise, and mm-hmm. the relevance of the information that is being shared. So we definitely mm-hmm. appreciate that. And if you can find it in your time, I know it's in your heart and mind, but in your time, by all means, we'd love to hear that. Hear certain references from the Muslim Journal.
Okay, well, since you mentioned that, well,
I have two other callers right now, though. I apologize.
Okay, I'll get back to you another time on this. Thank you.
All right, please do. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Okay, we're going to go to 706-627. Dear Brother Muhammad, there you are.
Yes, ma'am.
Assalamu alaikum and Juma Mubarak, my brother.
Wa alaikum assalam and Juma Mubarak. Brother Muhammad from the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad by the way of Columbus, Georgia. And if we want to have less questions as possible to ask about the direction that Allah has already created us to have and has always been there from the beginning of our creation to guide us and protect us, those who hear and obey. To get rid of the doubt
when you say that, you
mean
less questions. I apologize, Muhammad. Please forgive me. I just want to understand. When you say we want to have less questions, is that in reference to the directions that I say CWSC has taken as a process?
No, I'm talking about what you were talking about at the beginning. Yes, that too, but I'm talking about any question that we have to go into any endeavor that we have to do to try to please Allah. Allah has already mm-hmm. made it easy for us by first accepting that he is God and his reality that we all attest to, but by we always got questions to help us better understand Allah, the more we deviate, because a lot of those questions and doubts are coming from the whisper of the shaitan, because Allah has already told us in Al-Baqarah, I've given you something that there's no doubt in it. So you should not have to question building this model community, building 360, whatever we want to do, the believers.
Wait a minute. I want to walk right along with you. That's why I interrupted Bilal. I want to walk right along with you because today, CWSC Friday Roundtable is about the direct action. And when you don't have an answer to know the impact that a masjid is having on a community, then you have to ask a question. You have to want to know, rather than going and giving information, you want to know, what is your boundary? Well, that's a question you have to ask. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us directives to be a servant of Allah, but then those human needs that we have, we have to ask questions.
I'll give you an example of what you just said. Our imams must have the type of belief that generates the type of faith that Allah gives them to grow in that responsibility. And that's why an imam who is on his toes will always have the community ahead of the problems that are confronting them, so that we don't have to ask that many questions every week. Because every Juma, he goes.
So you already know the boundaries of the masjid in which you are, but and others surrounding that area, what boundaries they're working, what's their outreach focus?
I thank those who know me on this program. Mm-hmm. Know that I visit in a year's time probably 15 or 20 masjids to stay in tune of what's going on. What's causing mm-hmm. our unity not work, and all the problems that we suffer in discharging our duties, first of all, to establish worship that there's only one God and Muhammad is the messenger,
yes,
which is the toughest
yes.
job that the human family has have to digest, even though they were given a warning by Prophet Isa. So when the imam understand the position of and understand the life of Prophet Isa, he'll understand and how to prepare the community to function like Prophet Muhammad, because we know the world has already been told that there's going to be someone who's going to lead you in all truth to where you won't have to have any questions. All you have to do is just hear and obey. What do I say? Building a masjid, building a communication center, staying up in advance of the time. Just like I said, pioneers are people who go out in front of the community to be built, and they stay out in front. Their life and their death is
right.
all for sacrifices, how to get back to the universal order where we all started from when the law first introduced us to our Islam. Remember, this was a universal way of life. Then we went to the world community.
I agree.
That's why we got to remake it.
I agree.
Because we got to get back
so
to where we supposed to be going in the first place. And that's the universal order thing for those
right,
who believe.
Right there. Right, I agree. And so my question, because alhamdulillah, is, then the eyesore that is not in all, so alhamdulillah for the areas that don't have it, but in many instances that I've visited, then the surrounding areas of the masjid, the areas are use some makeup. And I'm saying it that way. But there's a lot of filth and it's, you know, and unfortunately it's in areas connected with what we, and I'm speaking now as African-American, have had to deal with. And so then for it to be impacted as a benefit, the community, the Muslim community that I'm speaking of, has, you know, in order to have a connection, sure, I can go up there and clean up, but without, you'll just be a loose individual doing it. But when it becomes an operational means of a particular masjid or Islamic center, with everyone focused on it, as others are working in their arenas, because they're, you know, you work in your place, yes, definitely we want cleanliness around and whatever that boundary is, not just the masjid, because when individuals drive through we're about community life, well, again, it's for that neighbor right across the street. That neighbor may be in need of help. You don't overlook it. That wouldn't be the way of the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. So that's our focus, CWSC, and the work that we're
right.
striving to connect with.
Again, let me give you an example of what you just said. If I know I'm in a neighborhood right now, and I'm just a Muslim who embraced, say I'm a new Shahada, but Allah has me now still in a state of where I'm going to try to not let my slate get dirty green by working and pleasing and doing what Allah has asked me to do. I might have a neighbor across the street who drinks. I might have a neighbor down the street who I know is maybe smoke marijuana. And so these neighbors, I'm saying, how do I get this message to them? How do I let them know that if they want to better our situation, sure, I got to go out there and do it first, like Ibrahim. I had to go and search the ways to clean up the neighborhood. But remember, we already been trained. Remember the Blight Committee? Remember all the committees that Allah trained us when Imam Muhammad came on board with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, gave us to clean up our social filthiness and surroundings, our spiritual and our moral, except to prepare us to give the Quran in the life example to those who believe. Because most likely those who do not, when you start to working in the community, they want to do two things. They're either going to join in to help or they will find a reason by Allah's mercy to let them leave and go their own way without no one going through any kind of violence or any kind of uncomfortability to anybody. It'd just be natural. If we started to like the black community, that's what you say. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then that as you were referencing, that as we've done in Tampa Bay area, but we had to place some boundaries, that the masjid is part of a neighborhood, and then that means
right.
that we attend the neighborhood. So I'm putting the direct action in sight so it can be more connected. And when we speak of the neighborhood, then we think, okay, well, this is Child's Park. Park's boundaries are from 49th Street, east of 49th Street, to the west of 34th Street, from the north, south of 5th Avenue North to the north of 30th Avenue South. So when you give those boundaries, now the masjid is located in those boundaries. Whenever there's a situation to go, and our imam has to be connected with the mayor and the council members to know what's their agenda, and then who's the relay person, how often are we meeting at the neighborhood association meetings to stay in touch. So these are connected to us. And that's what I mean about CWSC, just want to have that information so that we look at the whole landscape of the community in 48 states, and we can, you know, connectively say we're doing this, this, and this. Now, how we connected then on the next level is with organizations, NAACP or whoever has, for injustices that are occurring, or education, the school board, how are we operating with that? What are the boundaries? What are we doing? So the questions, again, I say we have to ask questions.
Okay, and example of what you just said again. 360, if we come to a shura and a consensus to put this question on the path of getting answered. Whatever boundaries that
we're
operating
doing.
In. Let me
okay.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, CWSC is the parent body that's doing
CDSC, yeah, its first move is to send a letter to everybody in the environmental boundaries that they want to start to assist in unifying the people who want the same thing. We
so
send
we
a letter
out doing
to everybody
that,
in the community and let them know.
Wait a minute. I'll stop you right there. I'm sorry. The action has already, those layers have already been done. If you're part of our email address, then you've received that email of the work of CWSC, the establishment of the Model Community National Resource Directory, those who want to volunteer, the Volunteer Human Resource Network is the operational arm of that, and eyes on our community. And this is why we have directors who have volunteered to say that they would be the director of these particular intelligentsia components. We have the National Leadership Advisory Council director internship.
Yeah, exactly.
So all of
right.
So now we're about getting to know you. Those who don't know about CWSC's efforts, this is why we're doing the one-on-one outreach, getting to know you individually, masjid imams, and respectfully identifying what the questions I have already presented. So we're doing that. So alhamdulillah, this is why we ask individuals part of, so that we can, it won't be, and we know your work. We know your work.
Right. I give you an example. I got all that, what you said. If you just only been on one way of doing it, emails or whatever, you're going to always miss a people who have not got your message or your presentation or your invitation to join in to do something. But if you go back to basics and pass out flyers, like Allah told Prophet Muhammad, he said, Ikra. That means I automatically knew Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knew that he had to write something. Allah said, I already gave you the pen, paraphrasing. I've already gave you the ink. I gave you what you need to write down what I say. But you make sure you hand deliver it, though, to every individual, again, like Ibn Muhammad stressed. That's why in the beginning of our development, most Muslims who understood that, but they were letting different things of the past interfere with their intellectual understanding of what Allah says concerning our future, they started still passing down Quran. They're still doing it today, alhamdulillah. They're trying to make available to every human being the opportunity to read for him or herself. We could do it with flyers. You email all that's good, and you do all of those things. But the most important thing is to put a piece of paper in the hands of every individual in that environment that you're walking in and give them the opportunity to call you or let you know that I'm interested in doing that. You know, and when we do that, we know we got everybody.
I'm glad you said that because, you know, there's a when you do a direct action, and I thank Allah for your saying that, this is why the CWSC has a board of directors, and we have of that the executive committee. And each one of us, we've taken on, I have the East Coast, Imam Omar Shakir has the Central, and Dr. Aisha Kareem has the West. And because of that, this is why we have the getting to know you component, which means that we're doing the one-on-one, where the one-on-one allows us to meet with the imam, share the information with them, establish a relationship. It's not just a haphazard one, intentional relationship. The next layer will be to have in the masjid or the Islamic center an affiliate sign that says that we're affiliated with CWSC. And when you go to the CWSC website, then you see all the other affiliates. So it's step by step, yes. Groundwork. Direct action has been always a part of my life as well, community organizing. So I do understand what you're saying. We're just fulfilling this effort here by way of AM360, which reaches six continents. But we know that everyone can use this process. Inshallah. Same can happen with the other faith community bodies, churches and synagogues and such.
Okay,
that's why we have interfaith dialogue to share that.
Right. If I can, at this point right here, that's why it's important, starting out with what I was trying to comment and say in the beginning. When we go back to Allah, to where we can clear our doubt and realize that what we're doing is something that he gave us to do to see how much we believe and how we will go about trying to perfect it. But if we go off and perfect it without giving praises to Allah, referring ourselves more and more and more to the Quran, the inner people more and more to the Quran, the life of the Prophet Muhammad, and the process of doing that, time will get in between the ranks of communication, intellectual, emotions, etc.
Muhammad, I think you're inferring, and everyone who knows what inferring means, inferring that we haven't approached it.
No. I'll put it this way so we can really understand that.
Okay.
When people come to those conclusions right there, we have to remember that's Shaitan. I ain't talking about us. That Shaitan is trying to break the communication by always having us ask questions and have doubt about the what we call getting the understanding of what each other is saying to each other so that we can get the wisdom to apply it. Indeed.
Alhamdulillah. So we're going to say, inshallah, that what I'm going to say is that we are in agreement that CWSC, because this is CWSC Friday Roundtable, where we're this particular day, we are giving our information. So CWSC individuals on the board and otherwise directors, we are first. In what we shared first beginning this morning, the hadith for today, and that we are servants, that Allah is first, that we are servants of Allah, and that we are in service to humanity, and that we will stay focused on the life of Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him. That way we don't overlook anyone because we are reminded about Surah Abasah, which he frowned and turned away, which we refer to it as. But we know that every human being is designed to be a servant of Allah. So that is our first focus. So I'm sure we're in agreement with what you're saying, that Allah is first.
Well, give me two minutes, and then I'll help move.
I don't know about 2 minutes, now, Muhammad. I ain't gonna say 2 minutes. Let me give you 15 seconds.
Okay, yeah.
You can do it.
Yes, sir. Okay, that's why in the beginning you got to save your own soul first. CWC has a life that Allah has given you, and that is to have shura. Even though you're doing all the things that you're doing right now, every day should end with an invitation, and especially in our situation, the community of Imam Warriors Muhammad should be invited to come to shura, spend their resources, because we have to sit down and talk to each other so that all the different lives and patterns of work that we have been given as bricklayers, as communications, into intelligent people, we have to come down and sit down, and like everybody like using it nowadays, really put together a strategy and consensus of how we're going to build this model community. And we all have to
I'm glad you said that. Now, you're 15 seconds. Okay, and let me share with you.
You must call in
to 910-317-0297 because we are established as community-wide Shura conference to project, to handle everything by way of Shura. But for those who want to participate, alhamdulillah. So 910, everyone, 317-0297 is our comment line. You can ask questions or leave your comments. And, of course, we will return your phone call if we don't answer it immediately right then. Or, and as you do that, you can also email us. That's info@cwsc.us, or as it says, sometimes it will come over to our cwsconline@gmail.com. All right? cwsconline@gmail.com. At other times, you can like us on Facebook. That's the community-wide Shura conference. And you can tweet us. That's the CWS, lowercase H-U-R-A-A. That's at CW Shura. And at all times, you can go on our website and leave a comment. That's cwsc.us. So I'm so thankful that you shared that, Muhammad, and inshallah, we will connect and we will continue with in the way in which you outlined, you said, to stand about Shura and building the brick laying, the strategies and such. Alhamdulillah. Thank you so very, very much. As-salamu alaykum, Jumma Mubarak.
Wa alaykum as-salam, alhamdulillah.
Everyone, do we go now to 727-7408? As-salamu alaykum, Bilal.
Alhamdulillah. You know, we know that Allah is in charge, and we also know that the servants of Allah cannot be touched by the shaitan. That's not a big concern of ours, because we have an urge in us, and this urge is moving towards the sunnah of the prophet, that completion, and he was evolving. So we headed towards that. Those urges in us of, I want to do this. Nala God and all the hosts and hosts of God, that's the urge that Allah has in us. And it's evolving us. Trust Allah and let the words of one of his servants that we know in this day and time, let the words of Imam Muhammad come into our soul. Accept it, and these words himself begin to change us. And alhamdulillah, you know, and enjoy the work that you're doing, and enjoy the work that everybody else is doing. And when you can help out a situation, help it out. Keep it simple, and you have people that structure. Nala and them, CWSC and AM36 and many different components throughout the United States are structured people. Organized people, get with the organized people and support the efforts and become organized and structured within your own self also. Because it's a balanced life, and get the balance. And then that way you go along with progress. You become part of the progress, and you won't be hindering the progress by not understanding, not knowing what's going on. So now them is letting us know what, like Marvin Gaye said, they let us know what's going on. Just praise be to Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Go to this sister Amira 773449. Assalamu alaikum. Juma Mubarak.
Alaikum assalam. I just want to say I got on a little late, but I am so thoroughly enjoying this program. I enjoyed Brother Muhammad's comments and your feedback to him, and the brother that just went off the line. This platform is so pertinent, you know. I tell you, many more people need to be privileged to CWSC and the work that they're doing. So appreciate it, Sister Martha. And I appreciate you. Allah has blessed you with a wealth of knowledge and being able to have good conversations and communicate, thorough communications, and you got such a loving, caring, giving heart. I see that, and I haven't really known you that long, but I can feel your spirit, and I appreciate it. And I just want to say, I just started listening to CWSC recently. I heard about you, but as far as just getting and consistently listening, I can really appreciate the effort that you all are bringing forth and the effort that you have brought forth to plan for the future. I tell you, if any way that we can, like Brother Muhammad say, to continue to bring this forward, it's a blessing from Allah. So thank you so much for being who you are.
Thank you.
Having that may Allah continue to bless you. I mean, I've benefited so much in a short time that I've just really been consistently listening. So thank you so much. May Allah bless you. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to my sister. See, you have that same loving spirit, and it comes across in your voice. So praise be to Almighty. And well, we did get a chance to see each other, right? But just to know one another.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, thank you.
Praise be to and it was at a time to be grateful. How about that?
Yes, it was. Yeah, and I'm grateful too. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. Alaykum assalam. Yes, everyone. Praise be to Almighty God. I'm going to bring on our last few moments here on the hour. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everyone, for all who have come to sit at the table with us, and starting out with Mark Shahid at the beginning and our discussing Mina, Mount Mina. I was going to go to that and share information on it, but we can do that another time, inshallah, God willing. But we want to bring on the CEO Emeritus, Dr. Aisha Kareem, and because we want you to hear, as well as we have our thinking processes, you know, that it's two people, three people, four people dealing in the area of where you're connecting. If we're talking about business, economics, that's Imam Wali Ayub Bilal and Imam Abdul Karim Rahman Ayub Bilal out of here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I look forward to getting a chance to meet with him one-on-one because I'm here in Philly. And then there's Imam Abdul Karim Rahman out of Texas, Dallas, Texas. And I've met with him one-on-one, and we continue to meet now just by our emailing and phone calling and making things happen. Alhamdulillah. Lot on the table in work to be done. So Dr. Aisha Kareem, I see her number here. And for those who are on our website listening in, please, if you want to come in, it's going to go out in about from your area. Dial in 515-605-9891. Or 425, fingers do the walking. You can do it. All right? That's 515-605-9891. All right. We started, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God is always in charge, because we couldn't get the Suratul Kahf on
this morning, and we had to go through some technical things, and Allah SWT afforded us to get it on, and we played it in its entirety, which took us over into about 15 minutes of the 8 o'clock hour, and which then we had to create for this time. So here we are. Dr. Aisha Kareem, assalamu alaikum. And her she's on mute. It is now 7 o'clock there in Stockton, California. She is the wife of the original executive producer here for AM 360 and the creator of CWSC's layout and what he expected. And that is, I'm speaking of Imam Thomas Abdul Salam, Rahimallahu Alayh. So may Allah bless him, grant him house station in paradise, forgive him his errors. Oh, Allah. But Dr. Aisha is going strong. Aisha, are you with me now? And it could very well be that she's, you know, sometimes we get a call in between, so perhaps she's on another call and she's not hearing my voice. But alhamdulillah. But what we were discussing, and we'll share this, we were discussing and we're asking you for a phrase or a word that will indicate to humanity that we're speaking as one, that we're one humanity, one human family, humankind, community. I saw a billboard sign yesterday saying community forward, but the humanity of humanity. Or ask the question, are you human or are you being human? Or where is your humanity? Or don't want to infer that you're not expressing it because that puts us all in one scoop. But we want to say, we truly want to know that we are human. And then there are particulars that are criteria for being human. We're not robots. So our lives aren't in an animated form, though we can act it out sometimes. But we want to direct. So you think of a phrase or word that will indicate, that will convey that a message of being human. Ask the question, being human? Question mark. Being human today? Question mark. Or, you know, or what does it mean to leaders and faith leaders? What does it mean to you, being human? What does being human mean to you is the question we ask. What does being human mean to you? And what's your perception of it? Dr. Aisha, assalamu alaikum. Aisha Kareem? Dr. Aisha? King, okay. But that is the focus that we're putting forward. If you were to be driving and see a billboard and it says, what does being human mean to you? You define it. And then that will give us the understanding of why we connect sometimes and why we disconnect. And that will give us, and perhaps it will wake up. Dr. Aisha? As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah. All right. And so as we go forward, we look the think tank with Imam Wali Ayub Bilal as the think tank. And the we tried on Zoom. We're going perhaps we know, Allah SWT knows, but the Google Meet, but we will definitely forward that information to all who we have emails of. Many emails we aren't connecting with now. I guess they've changed their email. But whatever the case is, our volunteerism, we want you to know, please check in with Dipritha Abdul Hadi, the director of the Model Community National Resource Directory. We are connecting with young people as well through those who want to volunteer their hours, schools and the universities, in the Tampa Bay area. We're connecting with a group of young individuals there at the University of South Florida, and they've already committed themselves to work with the IFTAR that is held annually in St. Petersburg for the purpose of, and we're building on that. The Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association initiated it, and it is presided by our Imam Abdul Karim Ali, and the rest of the Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association board members, and the variety of individuals in the community. City sponsorship, co-sponsorship has representation, and they make sure that the Coliseum is available for us and the Coliseum staff. Then we have the other portion of the Muslim community from Morocco to Saudi to Pakistan, Palestine, you name it. They're all interactive and helping with it. It's a sure with the decision making. Then we have individuals that just have no faith claim, but they love the Muslim community's work and the work ethic. And so they've identified the IFTAR committee as an action that they want to participate in. So the IFTAR committee, you will hear more about that as well as the next week, inshallah. We look forward to interviewing Wali Salahuddin. You were present on Sunday morning when we did the third Sunday United Ta'lim, which is also what we want to ask if you're is having an educational time called Ta'lim, then please, you want it shared here on AM 360, by all means, let us know. We do that on the third Sunday of the month, on the third Sunday. But it can be heard, and Wali Salahuddin, understanding CWSC effort and funds and our partnership, has come to understand that we give reports as well. And so Florida Conference of Muslim Americans report and the actions that we're making were addressed on Sunday. And so we will interview the young man, Wali Salahuddin, the convener for the Florida Conference of Muslim Americans on next Friday, inshallah. If you have any questions or comments that you'd like to share through the week, dial 910-317-0297. We definitely always want to connect with our medium connections. That's with the Female Solution with Dr. Naima Latif, where she's co-hosts along with Imam Karim Hamid on every Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. And then there's William Kareem with the New Day Community, the New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio. He's heard every Monday and Tuesday morning, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Mondays with the Upload Life, Living the Upload Life. Tuesday, The Lives of the Prophets. And then Saturdays, we co-host with Cultural Insights after Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty, which is the new time is 9:30, 11. It was 10 to 11, but now you'll miss half an hour of it with Imam Delaysi Umar Phillips on Saturday morning from 9:30 to 11. That's immediately following Imam Karim Hamid with Evolution of Revolutionary Thought and Created Purpose from 7 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So 11 to 1 p.m. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. is Cultural Insight with joint efforts of A New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio with William Kareem and Quick Hitter, his son, Kival Ikwan, Quick Hitter, and his son, William. Yeah, you say William. What's another name? Oh, Bill Blass. Yeah, Bill Blass. I had to think of what they used William for. But very, very intelligent individuals and gives a lot of information to us who has heard, who has heard music, and William plays musical before we come on. He plays it from 10 to 11, and then we connect at 11 a.m. And then in the evening, Al-Islam in Focus with Deprita Abdul-Hadi. That's 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So everyone, for the lineup of the American Muslim 360 presenters, you can go to our events calendar, go to cwsc.us, click on events, and the calendar will appear, and it will share with you all of the presenters and their presentation time, titles. All right? We're working on the podcast area still. We thank one of our listeners who sent in, and donor, who sent in a letter request acknowledging that there was our date on our podcast has stopped at May 12th, 2023. So we apologize for any interruptions with that. But again, you can go to the event calendar, or you can click on AM360 if you want to listen to prior presenters' podcast, or the whole word, American, Muslim, and the numbers 360, and you will then be able to, when it comes up, the list, is, you can scroll down and see the list and continue scrolling until you get to the bottom and the gray boxes, you click and you keep seeing the various presented presentations that have already aired. And that's another way of getting to the area that you really want. And once you do it that way, you can, if it's a three-hour presentation or if it's two separate presenters on the hours, such as when you come on Monday evening from 5 to 7, is Optimal Health, and then 7 to 8 is Maya Alekula Health. Well, just in case you wanted to just hear Maya Alekula Health, then you're able to manage, scroll to that time part when it comes up on your computer. All right? You can scroll to that time section to 7 p.m., and then you can, that will be the 2 hours of the time. Then you will be right at my Alekula Health, or vice versa. You just want to listen to the two-hour presenter and not listen to the other, then you just listen to the first 2 hours. Praise be to Almighty God. And to our conference number, alternatively, when we have experiences like we had this morning, I did go to our conference call line and started out with our Suratul Kahf. But as you know, everyone has gotten familiar with that number, but it is 240-591-0209. Again, it's 240-591-0209. And the code connection is 209-075-POUND. Again, the code is 209-075-POUND. Thank you, dear listeners, and that all of us, you're donating even your time, so we're thankful for that. As we do ask that you click on the blue donate button when you go to cwsc.us, please, donate, as we're donating to all of our mediums, and that's going to be projected as well as we interview our mediums, but I believe our CEO is going to handle that part and convey that to you when we bring her on as guest here on CWSC Friday Roundtable, Latifa Hameen, and perhaps the senior management team, and let them have a day of sharing with you the layout and the future of AM360. Mashallah. That is one of the intelligentsia components, and as we're interviewing all of our directors in the space and time that we're allotting throughout the year. But we want to bring them forward to you so you will know
what the intelligentsia looks like and how is it operating. All right. I believe that is, I don't think Dr. Aisha can hear me. We hear her background. I have her mic open. So I did express to you what we discussed. So we're going to go out with our musical, and you know, humanity, when we say humanity, and perhaps I keep saying we'll get a time to meet with Imam Abu Wali Shaheed, who sings humanity. And as he, oh, he's I can't say enough about the words to the song humanity, but let me let you hear as we go out. We will end with "You've Got to Be Thankful" after that. All right. Yes, Dr. Aisha is feverishly working on paper. We can hear that. All right, enjoy.
early in the morning, sailing and friend, Devil's fresh brew coffee as I stumble down the stairs, tiptoe by the bedroom where my children sleep. 25 years later, I still pray my Lord their souls can keep. Grab my keys, grab my hat, and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck, and off to work I go. But I gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
do the best that I can. Try and make a difference, cause that's just who I am. I've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and let a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful,
gotta be grateful for my life and all the things he's given me that make my life my life. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends I've left forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy who lives down the street who wants to grow to be a man, but life is rough and the streets are tough and he tries to understand. He say, "Mister, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me why the life's so rough. Can you help me understand?" Well, I think about the days gone by and the things my daddy said, and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, "You gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
you gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference in any way you can. You gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful,
you gotta be grateful for your life and all the things he's given you that makes your life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, friends that last forever, and your children and your wife." Back to cuffs, and I say the day's last prayer, asking for his blessing for people everywhere, and our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for their family. But they gotta be alright, they gotta do the best that they can. Try to make a difference any way they can. They've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful, they gotta be grateful for their life and all the things he's given them that make their life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, the friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful.
All that Almighty God has afforded us, we must be thankful. Let's be thankful. Praise be to Almighty God internally. We see ourselves physically, mentally, spiritually. Juma Mubarak. And today at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but come at 1 p.m. Inshallah. 1 p.m. and enjoy the hadith that is shared. And then as we go into our silent mode, once you hear the adhan, the first adhan being called, it's called to prayer. And then we hear silence. That's that meditative process for those who just want to take and not necessarily understanding completely or just connecting. And then you hear the adhan called again for the time for the khutbah, the khatib, the message, and the person delivering it will begin. And at that time, it will do it in two parts. There will be an in-between part after the message about our relationship with the Creator as the Khatib conveys that. And then there will be a brief pause. And that's where we're just acknowledging that Almighty God is one. We're consciously acknowledging that. And then he begins to speak on the relationship of the human family, evidence of that in our community life. All right? And speaking on certain issues of concern in different areas, governance, education, economics, and sociocultural. Thank you, dear listeners. We pray that we are of a benefit to you. That's the mission of AM360 as an intelligentsia, the flagship intelligentsia of CWSC, the Community-Wide Shura Conference. We'll see you at 1 p.m., inshallah, God willing. Assalamu alaikum.